To find out how the pandemic has been affecting people in education, I'm going to interview Eleanor Parker. Hi there, Ellie. Just wanted to double check, what is your degree?
So I'm currently in my final year of a pharmacy degree, which is a 4-year master's course.
Do you live in student accommodation or do you live at home still?
For the whole 4 years, I've lived at home.
What happened with your classes?
Specialists had to take time and work in the hospitals just because of the amount of people that were falling ill with COVID. So the end of life care had to increase just due to the amount of ventilators used and the medication. So we didn't get our teaching in this one module because the person who was meant to be doing it was otherwise occupied.
I understand you're doing a dissertation. Did anything change?
My dissertation normally runs from September to January, and that was no exception this year. It still ran between September and January.
Would you say your mental health has been affected by the pandemic?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Why do you think that is?
Every time I went in and out of a lockdown, there's things I just couldn't do that I wanted to, which probably would have let up the stress of doing all the assignments or doing all the work towards my project. So I couldn't see many of my friends because the restrictions were in place from the start of September.
Has anything else affected your mental health, would you say?
The gym's also, so I enjoy exercising and it makes me feel a bit more refreshed and a bit more productive, so I feel like it makes my mood a bit better.
Would you say your final year at university has been ruined?
Yeah, absolutely. It's my final year and I really wanted to experience those things, but I couldn't defer my final year and it's going to take experiences away from me that I'm not going to get next year because I won't be there.
In terms of this coming semester, has that been affected?
Because I'm a vocational course, they really teach you how to be a pharmacist. And there's certain skills, and they're called clinical skills. And you can't do that unless you're physically with someone. It can't really be taught online. They can't expect you to be able to do something when you've only been taught online, never in person. Originally, we were meant to go back in February and have our final term and have lectures online integrated with in-face sessions every week. But because of the lockdown, they've pushed that. So I'm not going to be in until mid-February. And that's the first time I'll actually be scheduled in university this entire year.
And what's your opinion on the government's approach to university students?
So my reaction is that they will talk a lot about people going to work and then endlessly about what the restrictions are for schools, but they just left universities out. They just completely ignored us. I think they've done a lot of people dirty because they've restricted people's movement on where they can and can't live, but not helped them out financially. The government should have made sure universities did better for their students, but in every aspect, so like mental health, financial, and the quality of the teaching. But it is just a shame.
Do you think social interaction is an important part of trying to get your university degree?
I think the social aspect of university has been absolutely ruined. So I'm part of Taekwondo and got committee position last year, just before the pandemic really kicked off. My committee position is events manager.
Thank you so much, Ellie. You've been a great help.
Thank you.